Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Friday, October 11th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Curlick. Jonah Booker has the week off. We will get to recruiting in a moment, but I want to start off, Bill, talking about, you follow these kids when they're being recruited, obviously, closer than anyone. Your biggest pleasant surprises for the Buckeyes this year. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball. Who has been the biggest pleasant surprise for you for the Buckeyes this year on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, I'd have to go with Justin Fields and his ability to not turn the ball over. I mean, you know, we're looking at a first-year starter at quarterback at a school like Ohio State, and through six games, he really only has one turnover. He has that one interception through six games. There was the play in the Miami game where he fumbled the ball and rolled out of the end zone, but technically they're not counting that as a turnover. It went as a safety rather than a turnover. So through six games, he has just one turnover, one interception. To me, that's ridiculous for a first-year starter. It's almost ridiculous for any starter, let alone a guy that's in his first year at a major college and doing what he's doing, putting up the numbers he has. That's just fantastic. So I fully expected Justin Fields to be very good this year, and I said that many times talking to people. I really trust at Georgia. You know, they talked about how what a good quarterback he's going to be, but still, I don't think anybody would expect that level of efficiency. On the defensive side of the ball, if I had to name a player, a single player, I guess I would go with Devon Hamilton. I think he's really been fantastic. I did something last week about players that have exceeded their high school ranking, coming out of high school where they were ranked by the services, and he was one of the guys high up on that list, and I think he's taken it almost to another level this year. I think he's been outstanding naming one player, but in general, I'd have to say that the ability of the Ohio State defense to stop the run, I think they've been really tremendous, and you know, you got to give a lot of credit to the new coordinators, Jeff Hafley and Greg Madison, and the new coaches, Al Washington and Matt Barnes, helping out with the secondary. Of course, everyone knew Larry Johnson is as good as it gets in the business, but their ability overall to stop the run has just been spectacular to me.
I love both those answers. I mean, there's so many, just across the board, if you're getting grades to this team, it'd be like A's across the board, maybe an A- sprinkled in here and there, although I don't know who would get an A-. When you're talking about position groups, there's some players that wouldn't grade out as an A, but I am just so impressed with this team across the board. And Justin Fields, you could have just said Justin Fields. I like how you elaborated on the way he's taking care of the football. I mean, he's been so good in every facet, but yeah, I agree with you. That's been the most impressive thing about him, and there's so much that's impressive about him. His toughness, which Ryan Day went on and on about this week, I thought that was really a good point. Justin Fields has taken some hard hits, and he bounces right back up like nothing happened. He's a well-put-together young man, and he throws the ball so well, he runs the ball well, but the way he takes care of the football is paramount, so I like that one. All right, as promised, let's switch gears and talk some recruiting here with the Dean. Let's start with running back recruiting in the 2020 class. Just, you know, fill the listeners in on what they need to know about running back recruiting. What's the latest that you're hearing with guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and just anybody else you want to bring up?
Well, I guess the latest you need to know is that they still need a running back in the class. But they're going to, you know, seriously, they're going to get one, quite possibly two. But the thing that I think people maybe lose sight, they would like to sign two running backs. And to be honest, You know, they had one locked up. They had Bijan Robinson. You know, he was going to go to Ohio State, but that just didn't work out because his family really, you know, preferred that he not go that far away. That they, you know, that wasn't going to happen. And that really held that up. So, and to be honest, I thought, you know, and I still think that he is the best running back in the country. So that was, you know, really hard. A tough break that you miss out on a guy that you really did have and a guy that is as good as it gets. So they are looking for at least one running back, and the goal would be to get an every down back and an all-purpose back. There are still, you know, four or five guys right now that they are in contention for or in the mix for, or that you know, there's consideration. You know, we've kind of heard the names by now. Kevontae Bradford, Trey Bradford from Texas. You've got, you know, Michael Drennan, you've got EJ Smith, and Mayan Williams. But the guy that I think is really the most intriguing guy is Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs, and he is a difference maker to me. You know, I know he's not rated as a five-star guy, but you watch his film and you see what he's done this season, and he's got tremendous talent. He is committed to Georgia Tech, and some people think that there's, well, why in the world would you stick with Georgia Tech when you've got schools like Ohio State, the other big ones, Georgia coming back in looking at him now. But I don't think it's a done deal, so to speak, that he flips to someone. You know, I think he's considering it. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be visiting Ohio State. And I just talked with Gibbs again a couple days ago, and he is still going to make an unofficial visit to Ohio State for the Maryland game. And if that goes well, he'll make an official visit back to Ohio State. And, you know, Dave, how many times has a visit not gone well for Ohio State? That doesn't happen very often. So I have to assume he's going to make an official visit back to Ohio State. Tony Alford was down to see him on Tuesday, and he's a guy that I think would be a great addition to this Ohio State class.
That is great news about Gibbs. As you said, I mean, he might stick with Georgia Tech, but just the fact that he's planning on taking an unofficial visit for the Maryland game and then perhaps an official after that bodes very well for the Buckeyes, as you eloquently put it. All right, to finish this show here, what's the latest on CJ Stroud? Like, where do you have your crystal ball in for the Buckeyes? Just what, you know, what do you think is going to end up happening with the quarterback from Rancho Cucamonga, California?
We can go real quick on this one. I think he's going to be a Buckeye. How's that? But now to expand a little bit, he visited Ohio State this past weekend, and it went very well. As I mentioned at the time, he announced, so to speak, a scholarship offer from Ohio State this week. He had actually been offered by the Buckeyes before that. He just had wanted to wait to announce that, the offer. But he had been offered by Ohio State. You know, everything went very well. He is planning to make an official visit back to Ohio State. That will very, very likely be after the end of his senior football season. He kind of wants to just concentrate right now on his senior football season. But he will make an official visit back, and it's not a done deal. You know, he is still considering a couple other schools, Baylor being one of them. And there is even a chance he'll take 3, 4, 5, perhaps all 5 official visits before he makes a decision. But from everything I've been told, you know, I like the chances that he's going to end up in Ohio State's class. And if that happens, you know, what a coup would be for Ryan Day and Mike Yurcich to lay. They've already got a commitment from Jack Miller, who, by the way, is going to be back in action tonight. He has been out with a shoulder injury, shoulder bruise bone. He's going to be back in action tonight. If Ryan Day and Mike Yurcich can land two quarterbacks of the caliber of Jack Miller, who has passed for over 8,000 yards in his high school career, and then C.J. Stroud, you know, that would be tremendous. It'd be kind of shades of at one time the Buckeyes had on their roster a young man named Joe Burrow to go along with Dwayne Haskins, and we can see how good those two guys are. So perhaps Jack Miller and C.J. Stroud could be talked about in the same vein one of these days.
I lied to you. I said that was to close the show. I have one more question for you. Roughly how many players do you think will be in this 2020 class for the Buckeyes?
Well, I think there'll be at least 26, counting Jake Siebert, the kicker. Again, he's not going to go on scholarship right away. So, you know, that helps out the scholarship situation. He won't go on scholarship until January. So I think there'll be at least 26 with him, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets to 27. I kind of don't think it's going to get to 28, but I think if I had to answer that right now, I would go with 26 or 27, counting Jake Siebert.
Great stuff, as always, from the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. Thank you very much, Bill, and thank you to all listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great day and a great weekend. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.